The newest Redbird, Jose Martinez, fresh up from AA Springfield, will come in, make his first AAA appearance of the season in the top of the 10th inning. Jacob Amaya will start the inning at second base. He made the final out of the 9th inning. Ground out victim to the third baseman, Kramer Robertson. It'll be in the bottom third of the lineup. C.J. Hinojosa, Austin Allen, Kobe Fletcher Vance. All game tied at 8. Corner infield playing a potential bunt. Hinojosa in the batter's box. He takes the pitch on the corner for a strike there. Martinez, the 24-year-old right-hander, 6 foot, 194 pounds, and the dirt stop by Antonini. Taken in the AAA phase of the Rule 5 draft this past offseason by St. Louis. Now the Dodgers organization, time at AA Tulsa and AAA Oklahoma City last season. Trying to keep it scoreless in the top half of the 10th here. Redbirds were able to do that last night. Fastball's up. Both teams were scoreless in the 10th. Jacksonville scored 4 in the top of the 11th. Memphis scoreless in the bottom half of that inning. Jacksonville won the game 6-2. 2-1. On the ground, hit sharply. Mason Wynn looks the runner back, throws to first to get the out. Almost a big base running mistake by Jacob Amaya, but he dives back safely into second. Big first out of the 10th inning. Now it's Austin Allen. He has not been retired. Allen, 2 singles, a home run, a walk. 3-run home run in the 11th last night. And a solo shot last night, also doubled last night. He's reached base safely at 7 of his last 8 plate appearances. Swing and miss. Full shift is on. Strike at the knees. Martinez last year posted a 3-2 record, a 4.81 ERA with Tulsa, 27 appearances, 5 of them starts. His 1-2 pitch to Allen. In the air, right center field, it's shallow. Middle infielder's out, called off by Pinder. Holding at second base is Jacob Amaya. Jose Martinez, 1 out away from a scoreless top of the 10th. Redbirds will have Aaron Antonini, at least his spot in the lineup, due to start the inning at second base with the top of the order and Mason Wynn at the plate. It'll be Wynn, Walker, and Gomez for Memphis in the 10th. Have a tremendous feeling about at bottom of the inning. If he can get it scoreless here, that's driven down the right field line. It'll go foul. Some youngsters go snag that one. Nine-0 man Kobe Fletcher Vance. Great day in the field for him. Not so much at the plate. 0 for 4, grounded into a double play. Takes one out. Ooh, on the corner, called a strike. No challenge. Martinez a pitch from getting out of this. Trying to get his first AAA strikeout of this 2023 season. 0-2 pitch upstairs. That time a slider at 84.
Power!
1-2 pitch from Martinez. Slide around. Just over 3 hours into this game. We got underway at 3:07. It's now 6:10. Yet another extra inning ball game. 2-2 pitch. Tapper to the mound. The hops from Martinez. Throws to Baker. A zero in the top of the 10th. Win. Walker. Gomez to walk us off after this.
It's Friday, May 16th is another all-you-can-eat night, this time featuring crawfish. That's right, all-you-can-eat crawfish with potatoes, corn, and sausage. For more information or get your tickets, head to MemphisRedbirds.com.
None other than Mason Wynn to lead us off here in the bottom of the 10th inning, all tied at 8. Aaron Antonini at second base representing the winning run. First pitch, Wynn squares around a bunt. He pulls back. Redbirds with Mason Wynn, Jordan Walker, Moises Gomez due up in this 10th inning, trying to get their second walk-off win of this series. Right around a bunt. Wynn gets it down. Rodriguez goes to first. Antonini holds put at second base. The bunt not executed. That's the first down. Mason Wynn had been aboard 3 times. He was 2-for-4 with a walk, scored twice and a home run. Now it's Jordan Walker. Singled and scored his last time. Breaking ball out. 1-3, the put out on the bunt. Antonini stays at second base. Walker takes one outside. Walker walked in the 4th inning. 2-hit day for him yesterday. Reached base 3 times yesterday. Gonna do the same here in the 10th inning. Moment away. Each team with 8 runs. Each team with 12 hits. Jumbo Shrimp, the lone error of this ball game. Wynn soaring out to left. Open stance for Walker. Richard Rodriguez still on the mound. 3-0 pitch. At the knees, a strike. And on deck, Moises Gomez, a 4-hit ball game. The walk would set up the double play. 3-1. Line shot. Could they double him off? Antonini slides back, feed first. Two outs. Runner still in scoring position for Moises Gomez. Been retired once. Visit from the pitching coach. Brian Miller moves to left, replace Charles LeBlanc. I believe LeBlanc actually goes to shortstop as well. Joey Wendell was not the player to make that catch at shortstop. Either way, there's two outs. That runner at second base, Moises Gomez at the plate. Does he have a fifth hit in that bat? Gomez, career high is four hits. He's done that three times now. Breaking ball is in. Last time he had a four-hit game was back on July 14th at Nashville. Game that the Redbirds destroyed the Nashville Sounds. Swing and miss. 1-1. Two strikes on Moises. One, two. Great stop by Austin Allen to hold Antonini at second base. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Well, we have an 11th. Two, two from Rodriguez. Off the end of the bat, slow roller. Second baseman Amaya, sidearm toss in time for the out. Let's play 11. Redbirds top of the order, can't score. Jacksonville, they're top of the order to the plate when we return. What a ball game here in Memphis. Why not play some more? We have a top of the 11th inning here. Jose Martinez stays out there on the mound. A very nice first inning in relief. As Memphis Redbird in that top of the 10th inning. These three batters got them all. The runner at second base did not move from his spot at second. Top of the order now for Jacksonville, and he plunks Jake Mangum on the first pitch. And one way that's good, that sets three forces up and sets up the double play, but puts possible insurance aboard if Jacksonville can start the carousel. Kobe Fletcher Vance aboard at second base, the runner plays there. This is Brian Miller. Joey Wendell's spot. Squares around a bunt. Bunts down toward third. Robertson throws to first in time. The two runners in scoring position went out with one out. Brian Miller hitting for Wendell. He came in to play left field as LeBlanc went to shortstop.
Yeah, man. Number 12, Charles LeBlanc.
Here is LeBlanc. Infield has come in for the Redbirds. Pitch low and away. Encarnacion is on deck. The power potential. Usually you don't see home teams in the top of these extra innings. Well, right as they start that, and about to say, usually don't see them put any extra runners on base. They're going to intentionally walk Charles LeBlanc to load him up. Let's see where Ben Johnson sets his infield here. Stands at the top step of the dugout. Logan Baker going to play on the grass. Kramer Robertson a little behind the base path. Middle infield, middle of the way. First pitch low and away. Nowhere to put him. Encarnacion, 1-for-5. He struck out each of the last three times he's come to the plate. Tender starts to toss for Jacksonville as a mound visit has commenced. Caracuto, Antonini, Martinez. Have to assume that Encarnacion, if he's not taken all the way, he's looking one pitch, one spot to do damage. 2-0. On the corner, a firm strike at 92. Can the Redbird defense come up huge here? 2-1. On the corner, immediately challenged. It was called a ball. Antonini challenges it. Why not? Pitches outside. First challenge lost by the Redbirds. They have two left. Why not use one in a situation like that? Especially with a 3-1 count against Encarnacion with the bases loaded in a tie game in the top of the 11th. Ball four. That's the risk when you intentionally walk a guy and load the bases. The theory of it makes sense. You want to put up a force everywhere. You want to put a double play in order to get you out of the inning. The bases remain loaded for Jordan Groshans, the man that tied the game with two outs, a full count, and two on in the ninth inning with a home run, his first of the season. First pitch is low. Called strike. Only out in the inning, a sacrifice bunt. 9-8. On the ground could be Mason Wynn, Juniel Caracuto, Luke, and Baker in time! A big roll of two, 6-4-3. Bases loaded, one out. Only one run comes in to score. Moises Gomez will be placed at second base with the Redbirds trailing by a run. Bottom 11 after this.
runs. The double trench has been deceived in under. First racing number 44, Lucas Baker.
Redbirds trailing by a run. A great job by the defense to turn two and limit the damage to just one run in that top half of the 11th inning. It looks like we're going to have some pitch com issues as Garcia has entered the ball game. Robert Garcia, two innings for him back on Wednesday. Two runs on four hits, walked two and struck out four. Lucan Baker hit a two-run home run against him. Baker takes a strike on the corner. Moises Gomez, the runner at second base. They need to score him at the very least to keep this game going. Baker, Mercado, Caracuto for the Redbirds. On the ground and foul. Baker has hit a home run today. He has singled. He has struck out. He has grounded into a double play, and he has popped out to the shortstop. No balls, two strikes on Baker. Way up and way away. Garcia, a 4.15 earned run average. Left-hander out of the bullpen. Defense straight up against Lucan. Baker drives one. Foul and out of play. Baker started 2-for-2. He's now 2-for-5. Takes it low, two balls, two strikes. Anthony's called strike three. Baker immediately challenges. I don't think the home plate umpire Cody Oaks realized. Finally does. Let's look to the video board for the decision. Pitch is low. Lucan Baker, a man that knows the strike zone. He stays at the plate. Full count to the first baseman. New life for Lucan. One of the most dangerous men in all of minor league baseball. Swing and miss. Breaking ball inside. Filthy pitch from Garcia.
Now batting for your Redbirds, the DH, number eight, Oscar Mercado.
Now it's time for Oscar Mercado. Sack fly for him in the eighth. It'll prove to be some very important insurance for the Redbirds. Jam shot flare down the right field line. First baseman Groshans sees it hit the tarp. Mercado, he's 0-for-4. Fly out, pop out. Reach on an air, ground out. Has not reached in five plate appearances, counting that sack fly. 0-1 pitch, low and in. Fastball at 94. Caracuto is on deck. Rudio with 20 driven in. Mercado, the sack fly, gave him 10 driven in on the season. Trying to bring home Gomez here. Backhand stop made by Groshans. Throwing to the pitcher covering. Dove. Mercado late. That beats first base umpire, calls him out, moves the runner 90 feet away. Last hope for the Redbirds is Juniel Caracuto. He will bat from the right side against a left-handed pitcher. Jacksonville down to their final strike in the ninth inning. A home run tied it up. Redbirds walked it off on Wednesday. Jacksonville, two-out home run to break the game open in the 11th inning last night. Swing and miss for Caracuto. we have extra inning magic for the Redbirds. They're 0-2 in extra inning games on 2023. Swing and miss. Redbirds down to their final strike. Moises Gomez, the tying run, is at third. Austin Allen has done a nice job of not letting anything by him today. Giracuto calls time, briefly steps out, plants his foot right where he's been dug in. No balls, two strikes, two outs, tying run at third, top, bottom of the 11th inning. Swing and miss, strike three, and that's your ball game. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp found themselves down 6-0 after three innings. They trailed 7-1 into the sixth. A pair of three-run home runs. One from Austin Allen in the sixth. Solo home run from Joey Wendell in the seventh. A full count, two out, game-tying, three-run home run off the bat of Jordan Groshans in the top of the ninth. Tied the game. Jordan's first home run of the season. Jacksonville scored on a bases-loaded walk to Yurar Encarnacion in the 11th. Memphis can't score for the consecutive extra-inning ball game in the 10th or the 11th. Redbirds fall to 20-12. Jacksonville will secure a .500 record after this road trip, secures at least a series split here in Memphis. They improve to 16-14. The win goes to Richard Rodriguez, saved to Garcia. Tough luck loss for the reliever in his Memphis Redbirds debut, Jose Martinez. He did a great job. That ends our Saturday afternoon coverage from AutoZone Park. Great job by everyone involved, all the players, managers, everything. A great, entertaining first five games in this series. We got one more tomorrow, 2:05 first pitch, 2:00 pregame show right here on Bally Live. I'd like to thank our crew, Alexis, Devin, Jamie, Keegan, the camera crew, replay operator Chandler, technical director Jacob, engineer Jesse, PA announcer Greg, game clock operator Tommy, and our MC Sydney. Alex Coyle saying so long from AutoZone Park. Series finale tomorrow afternoon.